episode 1644, Savor the Moment.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. The week is coming to an end, and that means that, yes, you get a refresher on the other side. The weekend is here. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and you know what? We just need to take a break and savor the moment. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, not every day has to be chaotic just because. When your day is filled with smiles and lots of laughter, savor the moment. Good days can be alarming. Something should be going wrong, shouldn't it? Worry should be keeping me on my toes. But there are some days where all is well. The children are being responsive and having fun. They're just enjoying the day. Your yelling voice is muted, giving your singing voice time to shine. Savor the moment. Too much of our days are filled with constant worry and battles of the I need you now. We're always putting fires out. We're just trying to stay afloat. But today, everything seems to flow beautifully. Life happens so fast. It's driving in the fast lane. So when all is well, arguments are next to none. Savor the moment. How many times do you feel that when you have those moments of blissfulness, no one's arguing, you're not yelling at your hubby, you know, the kitchen isn't on fire, you don't have 20,000 activities, you're just in it together, and it's picture perfect, as if it's happening on a movie screen, and it's one of those things that you just want to say, I don't want to leave this time. And then you think, is it really for real? Am I dreaming this? Am I another world? No. Savor the moment. I think it's easy for us to get caught up in chaos and expect chaos all the time, expecting that something's got to go wrong. Maybe something's going to go right. And when it does, you have to savor the moment. You have to capture it. You have to hold on to it. And you can't overthink things. I know for me, we're on vacation, as you're aware of, and I've really been enjoying our family time, and we've had everybody down here, including my daughter's fiance. She'll be getting married here in the fall, so we're very excited about adding another one to the family, and our oldest son, unfortunately, was not able to be with us, but we've been FaceTiming him and talking to him, and so trying to allow him to be with us a little bit in his craziness, being in the real workforce out there in the real world. But we went for a walk on the boardwalk where we are and just doing nothing but chit-chatting, enjoying company, people watching, and just being in the presence of each other. And because our world is so crazy, we say we're so connected with technology. I mean, the kids can go and game together. Okay, maybe even your hubby or yourself, even you're on the gaming machine and, you know, you connect live and you have fun with that. And that's awesome. But all those connections still, it's not the same as the person-to-person contact. Being able to sit right next to someone, hold their hand, give them a big squeeze, savor the moment. So we're walking down the boardwalk, and at one point I just was further back from the group, just, you know, maybe about five steps or so. The crowd was kind of in a hustle and bustle, and I just glanced at each one of my beautiful children and my husband. And I thought, this is what I want to remember. I don't want to remember the oopsies or the yelling or, oh my gosh, we're going to miss this if we don't hurry. I want to remember and being here in the moment, savoring each and every moment that I can, especially when everybody's laughing and giggling to the point where I was giggling so much that the kids were like, "Mom, are you okay? Is everything all right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, is it my tummy hurts so bad?" It was the best workout I'd ever had in a long time. We just need those refreshment periods in our life. But we're so caught up in everything having to be so chaotic, everything having to be so busy, that we forget to step away and enjoy peace, enjoying presence, enjoying people, company, really being able to latch on to each other's hearts, savor the moment. What have you been doing this season in your life? Maybe you're in a predicament. Maybe things aren't going as well as you wish they were. I promise you though, there's moments throughout your day or throughout your week that you can stand back for just a moment and look at your family or your friends, wherever you are in that moment, whoever it involves, and just savor that moment, soaking it all up. You know, I'm a beach girl. Being from Hawaii, I love, love, love the beach. I love the ocean. There is something so majestic about the ocean. It's powerful. And as I'm standing on the beach, my toes in the sand, and I'm looking out on the horizon as far as my eyes can see. And I'm getting older, so I need some glasses now. So I don't think I can see as far or maybe as clear as what I used to. But I sit there and I try to go as far out, and I really work to exercise my eyes, getting my eyes out there to focus on what's so, so, so very far away from me. But in that moment, I hear children giggling. I hear birds above me. I see birds diving in to go for food. I see fish jumping far away. I see sailboats. I hear horns from boats. There are helicopters overhead. And then there's the feeling of bright, hot sunshine on my back. Yes, maybe I'm starting to burn, so I need to go grab some more sunscreen. But all in that moment to know that this is the place that I'm supposed to be at this time. I don't have to worry always about getting somewhere. Now, maybe you can't go to the beach today. Maybe you wish you were on the beach, but you can still sink your toes in the sand. Yeah, maybe it's grass. That's okay. Maybe it's mud because you've had too much rain. Maybe it's your own carpet. But you can still sink it in. Sink those toes in deep. And just savor the moment. Stop trying to look for all the bad stuff. Stop trying to put the fires out. Stop trying to create something that doesn't need to be created just because you need to feel needed. Give yourself a break. Because I know as a mom, sometimes we just need to feel needed. Why? Because that's our nature, is to nurture. And when we nurture, that means what? There's a need for us. And depending upon where our children are in their stages of life, where our relationships are, where we are in our season of life, sometimes we don't always have to be needed. But we need to be present. Present in the laughter. Being present with the smiles. Present in the conversations. It's taking that step back. And that doesn't mean that you aren't needed, you're not wanted. No, in fact, you are loved. But what it allows you to do is to let your guard down just enough for you to connect heart to heart. instead of, oh, I got to put the fire out. Oh, I got to do this. And if I don't do this, then I'm not going to be someone today. No, you're you. Your children don't define you. Your husband doesn't define you. Your wife doesn't define you. You are you. God created you on purpose for a purpose. And so I really want to challenge you that when you are going about your next few days over the weekend, I want you to think about what you can do to savor the moment. Look for the good things in your life. Yeah, you may be going through some yucky, mucky messes right now. Guess what? We all have them. I even have them on vacation. I had to make a few phone calls that I really didn't want to have to make, but I had to make them. They're messes, but guess what? I took care of them. No big deal. We got over that hump. But I know in the moment we get caught up in that. And so much of our days are always filled with putting out those fires. I want you to stop for a moment and savor the moment. A moment where you can sink those toes into carpet or grass or mud, or maybe you're lucky and you're in sand. Awesome. And really begin to look beyond what you feel like you should be doing as a mom, what you should be doing as a dad. Take a moment and savor it. Be present. Now, if this parenting thing has you kind of in the ups and ups, I know there are days that I'm like, are you serious? In fact, we had a conversation just a couple days ago. My kids were like, Mom, why did you want to have five children? And I said, well, it's not that I wanted to have five children. I actually wanted to have 6 to 12 children. Honestly, I wanted a really big family. I love children. And it didn't necessarily matter how many children I had. I just wanted a lot of them. Children have always been a part of my life. I mean, as a child, I was always with children. And then very quickly, as I began growing up and gaining maturity, I was working with children. And that's just what I did growing up, helping my mom and my dad. So I wanted a large family. Well, all of our babies were blessed surprises. We did not plan them. In fact, if we had planned them, we may only have two children. And God said, no, I'm giving you more. And he blessed us with five beautiful babies. And so I told him, I said, you know, you guys are blessed surprises. And I savor every single moment with you all. And no, I don't always like what you do. And no, we don't always get along. And yes, we're going to argue. And we don't always see eye to eye. But you've got a mom here that loves you so very much. But it's important for us to know as parents when we need some refreshment, when we need to look at things from a bird's eye view, because we're high up on the towers here on the beach. And as I'm looking out some 20 plus floors high above the ground, I'm seeing the tops of birds fly, which is awesome. You know, usually you see them from underneath, but to be on top of them, to see them, to look actually at their span of wings and to see what they look like and how they hold themselves, it is beyond majestic. It's incredible. And the details of the feathers and what they look like and the colorings and what happens when wind comes up. And I watched this one bird, I think it was a hawk, honestly, I couldn't tell, but I watched him for so long because he was literally like frozen midair. He wasn't gliding, but he was like stuck in this wind channel and he was just up there and he wasn't moving. The air and how it was wrapping around the buildings on the coast, it was just gorgeous. And his, I don't know how big his wingspan was because again, he was further from me. But I was like, oh my gosh, that's sometimes what we need to be like as a mom, as a dad. We need to be just high above, just looking and savoring the moment. We can't always get wrapped up in the nitty-gritty, the stuff that always has us on edge. And yeah, I know that's honestly because we're in it so much that we think our day needs to be filled with that. No, sometimes your day could just be laughter and smiles. How cool would that be? Instead of you always having to look at, I got to put this fire out. I've got to be doing something. Maybe look for those laughters and smile moments more often. If you're one who's saying, yeah, I'm kind of done with this whole parenting thing. I wish I could send my child back maybe for just a moment. I know I've had those moments in time. I've got to be real with you. It is confession day. Stop. Just stop and say, okay, I want to see a different side today. I want to see the high point, not the low point. I don't want to just be chasing down fires and putting them out. I'm ready to fight for the heart. I want to savor the moment. If you want help with this, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I know there are some times where we just don't know what the next step is, or we're in a season where we have questions and we don't know who to turn to. Maybe you've had a difficult childhood growing up and now you're a parent and you're like, I don't know who to turn to. I try to get help, but sometimes I feel like I don't even know what question to ask. If you would like someone to champion beside you, click on that link and that will begin our conversation. You know, there's nothing more freeing than savoring the moment, being present. And so today I challenge you, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.